This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military is reporting what appears to be a brazen attack on Russian cruise missiles being carried by train to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma has the story.
The claim cannot be independently verified. The vague statement by Ukraine's military intelligence agency says cruise missiles were destroyed by an explosion late Monday as the weapons were being transported by rail destined for submarine launch. The report doesn't explicitly say Ukraine was responsible or what weapon was used, but the agency implies the Kyiv government is responsible by saying the explosion destroying the missiles continues the process of Russia's demilitarization and prepares the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea for deoccupation. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida traveled Tuesday to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support that came as Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Japan's foreign ministry said that during his visit, Kishida, who flew to Poland and then boarded a train for Ukraine, will show solidarity and unwavering support for Ukraine as head of Japan and chairman of the G7 Group of Economic Nations. Takeshuko University professor and defense security expert Heigo Sato told the Associated Press the Japanese prime minister's visit to Ukraine is a little late compared to other major world leaders.
Kishida is the last G7 leader to visit Ukraine, Kyiv, to meet with President Zelensky. So in that sense, he was a little too late to go and show his support to the Ukrainian people. But in any case, his visit is highly welcomed, especially in Japan.
This is VOA News. Associated correspondent Julie Walker reports it's been relatively quiet at the Manhattan courthouse Tuesday, where a grand jury has been considering evidence that could lead to state charges filed against former U.S. President Donald Trump.
Barricades surround the courthouse here over the weekend. Trump said he'd be arrested today, but he didn't base that on any evidence. So far, there's no indication that's happening. But he urged supporters to protest, and the NYPD says it's ready, monitoring social media and gathering intelligence. One rally last night nearby drew about 20 members of the New York Young Republicans. And yesterday, here at this courthouse, the grand jury heard from a witness favorable to Trump. Because they meet in secret, it's unclear where the case goes from here. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. President Joe Biden late Wednesday held a reception at the White House marking the Persian New Year, Nowruz, a term meaning new day, which also marks the beginning of spring on the vernal equinox. Speaking at the reception, Biden noted the past few months have not been easy for many in the Persian world.
We know that this year's holiday comes at a difficult time for many families. Hope, where is needed more than ever, is going to be coming. Hope for families in Turkey and Syria, who are grieving for the loss of far too many loved ones from that devastating earthquake. Hope for people in Afghanistan who continue to struggle with the grave humanitarian crisis. Hope for women of Iran who are fighting for their human rights and fundamental freedoms.
Kenyan police said Tuesday they had arrested 238 people during the previous day's violent protests over the surging cost of living that also saw 31 police officers injured. Protesters had joined demonstrators in Nairobi and other parts of Kenya Monday in response to a call by veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga for a day of action against the government of President William Ruto. Police fired tear gas and water cannons against demonstrators, some of whom were hurling rocks and burning tires, as well as Odinga's motorcade. Garbage, heaps and mounds and piles of it are growing daily in Paris and in some places standing as high as a human being. A two-week strike by Paris garbage collectors is taking a toll on the renowned aesthetics of the French capital, a veritable blight on the City of Light. One strike-hardened resident says he prefers channel to the stink. There's broad opposition to President Emmanuel's decision to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64, and in the neighborhoods of Paris, garbage looms everywhere, in some cases has choked off narrow streets. Protesters say there's more to come. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.